This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And it is that time of year again where you know we're helping out the kids because it's getting colder. And this year especially, you know what 2020 is all about. People cannot be getting cold and catching anything, especially kids, because then, you know, that's just not going to be good, which is why we are doing coats for kids again, you know, especially highlighting it this year. $20 puts a brand new coat on a Washington State child in need this year. So if you can help out, if you can join that special crew, however you can give us cash.
Yeah, shout out to Isaac, who donated $20. That's awesome. Rhiannon Lichtenberg, $62
yeah.
Donated. And then, I mean, it's just like everybody just keeps on stepping up. Tyler Akers, 34 minutes ago, donated $205.
Right there, that's 10 coats.
Whoa, got to give a shout out to Driggs, Bills, and Day. I think they're lawyers. $755.
I am trying to do the math on all this. That's a lot.
Yes, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's a lot of coats. I just don't know how many.
Got to show some love for Harold Swales, member of the 69 crew.
Nice.
David and Cindy Braun, also members of the 69 crew.
Oh, good job.
And David took it to a whole nother level.
And?
He's a member of the $269 crew. That's David Boltz.
That's a great idea, by the way. I think we can honorarily induct you into the 69 crew if you put any form of 69
yes.
into the... If you wanted to donate four figures, why not make it 1,069 or, you know, 169? However you want to do it.
Yes.
You know, that would be awesome. Look, and we get that not everybody has a lot of cash. Hey, whatever you can donate, 69 cents, we don't care. All that money will help us get the $35,000 we need to get over 1,700 coats. Because that's 1,700 kids. Over 1,700 kids need coats. So we want to get that done. You want to make a donation. You want to share this on your socials. Head to KISW.com to donate today.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm gonna rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And we made it. Danny's jumping!
Yeah!
Happy Friday, everyone! Let's get to our contestant today. We got Cody and Monroe to take on Steve. Cody, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, man, get out of here. For those playing at home, Cody will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Cody, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure am.
What year in the early 70s did the Rolling Stones release their album titled Sticky Fingers?
71, 72, 73.
71, yes. Elvis Presley died of what?
Choked on a sandwich.
No.
Heart attack.
Yes. Who played the role of David Dunn in the movie Unbreakable?
Pass.
How many seasons did Full House have?
13.
No.
12.
No.
11.
No. ME is the postal abbreviation for which state?
Massachusetts.
No.
Michigan.
No.
Maryland.
No. Oh. In the Powerpuff Girls, what color eyes does Buttercup have?
Wow. Green, blue.
Green, yes. Okay. What is a hairstyle with 2 ponytails, one on each side of the head, called?
Pass.
Belinda Carlisle had the hit song Heaven is a Place Where?
On Earth.
Yes. A prune is what kind of dried fruit?
Plum.
Yes. What villainous role did Jim Carrey play in Batman Forever?
The Riddler.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct.
I got to give Cody props because he knew about the Riddler and he knew about Belinda Carlisle and the Go-Go's. He's a man after my own heart.
That song is really good. I was listening to it yesterday for some random reason.
I don't think I have that. Like, I have a couple of Go-Go's tunes in my collection,
really?
But I don't think I have that one.
Oh, yeah. You should put that on your YouTube premium and do that, man.
Okay. It's good. It's really good. Plus, the video is great.
I'm telling you, I love the Go-Go's. They are, I mean, the Oh, sorry.
Man, be quiet about stuff.
I'm an
idiot. Don't give Steve any bonuses here.
You're right.
Your sugar rush is getting to your head there.
He's going to get that one. Come on.
He probably will.
Idiot.
Steve,
well,
are you ready?
He is, but
yes! Yes! Yes!
What year in the early 70s did the Rolling Stones release their album titled Sticky Fingers?
71.
But yes, Elvis Presley died of what?
Peanut butter and banana sandwich.
No.
Heart attack?
Yes. Who played the role of David Dunn in the movie Unbreakable?
Ooh, I'm going to go Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Good call.
How many seasons did Full House have?
6.
No.
9.
No.
8.
Yes. ME is the postal abbreviation for what state?
Maine.
Yes. In the Powerpuff Girls, what color eyes does Buttercup have?
Pink.
No.
Brown?
No.
Oh. Green.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
What is a hairstyle with 2 ponytails, one on each side of the head, called? Yes. Belinda Carlisle had the hit song Heaven is a Place Where?
On Earth.
Yes.
Earth.
A prune is what kind of dried fruit?
A plum.
Yes. What villainous role did Jim Carrey play in Batman Forever?
Ooh, the Riddler.
Yes. And Steve, you get a perfect 10. And you win.
Wow. Sorry about that, Cody.
Damn, Friday feeling right there.
Oh, that was almost impressive.
Well, grab them pigtails. BJ, would you like to issue a retraction and maybe an apology, calling Steve an idiot?
He got
a perfect 10.
There was some luck bombing going on there.
Whatever,
I'll give
man.
Him that.
Yeah. Just call me Kurt Henning.
There was some luck bombing in there.
Mr. Perfect.
The Full House guess was a luck bomb. The Powerpuff Girls was a luck bomb.
Do not disagree.
No. Yeah.
But I mean, still.
But I mean, look,
10.
I mean, sometimes luck puts you in the perfect category, so congratulations.
What do they say about luck? It's like it's when preparation and opportunity meet.
Oh.
Yes, you got there. Actually, yeah, I've heard that before.
Something along those lines. I have to ask Russell Wilson.
Luck is when preparation and opportunity meet, huh?
That's luck,
huh?
It is.
Yeah.
All right.
I've heard that before.
All right.
I don't know where, but I heard it.
I mean, if it comes
when preparation meets opportunity, yes.
Yeah.
Good enough. I mean, that's a good paraphrase right there.
Yeah, exactly. Congratulations, Steve.
All right, people. Got a great story being shared about a guy that caught Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball. This is the story about, you know, not being an a-hole. And this actually worked out for this guy. His name is Phil Ozerski, 26 years old when he caught Mark's 70th home run ball on September 27th, 1998. And it would only be bested by Barry Bonds 3 shortly years later, where he got 73. Shortly after he caught the baseball, the Cardinals organization offered this dude, they offered him a signed bat, a ball, and a jersey in exchange for this obviously historic souvenir.
Would you take that? You catch the ball. That's the offer.
Oh,
I feel like I could get more.
That's what he thought.
Yeah.
And all he wanted was one more thing. He just wanted one more thing, and he would have given him the ball, and that was to meet Mark.
Oh, it would be like $1 million.
Now, I have to tell you something. I don't think that's unreasonable. It's the 70th home run ball. To get a picture with me, him, holding that ball with, you know, and then maybe have that autograph picture, that I would give the ball up for. Because that's, I mean, we all love to meet our favorite celebrities. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll pay hundreds of dollars at Comic Cons and whatever. Yep. I don't think that's unreasonable. Again, he caught the ball. It's his ball. If Mark and the Cardinals want it back, especially a ball like that would probably go in the Hall of Fame until Barry Bonds broke the record. But
at that moment, it's a historic record-breaking home run.
I'm thinking, Mark McGwire's like, no problem. I'll do that. I mean, and the Cardinals should probably go, Mark, I mean, seriously, this is a big, big moment for us. Meet the guy, shake his hand, let him get the ball.
What a great photo op, too, for that guy. You have a picture of you holding the home run ball with the guy who hit the home run. That's pretty awesome.
Here's what the Cardinals said to him. No, we're not going to do that. And he was like, I really would like that. And they said, the Cardinals and Mark McGwire don't negotiate.
Whoa.
I'm like, really? Customer service of Major League Baseball, you half a morons. Really?
Now, do you think it was just somebody that just was just like, you know what? No, we're putting our foot down. Or did they know, there's not a chance in hell Mark McGwire's going to? Because, you know your players a lot of times. You know, like some guys are a little bit more fan accessible than others. And this, whoever it was that's in charge of the marketing or the PR that was trying to deal with this guy, I was just like, I know Mark, and there's not a chance in hell he's going to agree to this, so I got to figure this out.
So because of this, he never, ever gave them the ball.
Yeah.
And that was good fortune, because 3 months later, Todd McFarlane, a lot of folks know Todd.
Spawn.
Yeah. And he also is huge with collectibles. Todd has done a lot of like action figures and stuff. He's a big collectible guy, too.
Did you like the starting line, those guys?
I don't think he did starting lineup. He had McFarlane toys.
Yeah. Okay, but they were kind of similar, weren't they?
Yeah, but they were like super high quality.
How about this? He was paid $2.7 million by McFarlane. How about that?
Worth getting snubbed by Mark McGwire, if you ask me.
That is nuts. That is crazy. I say $2.7 million. He got $3 million total, but after taxes and everything. Or I should say the auction commission, he got $2.7
million. Oh, they get a nice cut.
Yeah. That is insane. So he was able to sell that ball for $3 million. And had the Cardinals just met him, they would have had that $3 million if they wanted to sell it.
Yeah, or that. I mean, all he wanted was just to meet Mark McGwire.
Boy, that was a good snub.
I would be so happy. Mark McGwire would be my forever favorite person in the world because of him and not wanting to meet me, I just got $3 million.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was the greatest thing ever, because that changes your life right there. And I would not have thought the ball would have been worth that much. That's why I would have been happy to give him the ball. I would have think, I mean, what am I going to get for this ball? I didn't know you could get $3 million for that.
I would definitely get a Mark McGwire purchase it somewhere, get a Mark McGwire jersey, frame it in my house, because it's a forever reminder of that. And if ever Mark McGwire did a meet and greet, I would pay it and go do it just so I could say hi to him and thank him for being a jackass.
Yeah.
And that, not that he's really a jackass. I don't know Mark McGwire, but you know what I mean? Like, hey, man, thanks for snubbing me because of that, I'm now a millionaire.
He actually did give back, too, to the Cardinals. He donated $250,000 to charities, including the Cardinals' own Cardinal Care.
Oh.
So, I mean, Phil, you know.
Clearly a big fan.
Yeah. So, I would be like you, Steve. I mean, hey, because of all this, he's in the money. So, yeah, you got to love the Cardinals for their hard stance. They made him $3 million.
I almost would be a pain in the ass to Mark McGwire and troll him. Like, everywhere he goes to do signings, I would go. Like, I'd tour. And I'd show up again. Like, you again? I'm like, yeah, I just wanted to thank you again. I'm a millionaire because of you.
Yeah, I don't even want your autograph. I just want to thank you for making me a millionaire.
Remember when
you were an a-hole to me? I made $3 million.
Thanks,
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm rich because of you.
I'm hoping that if you continue to be an a-hole to me, my luck will run out. Well, we'll do well, rather, with money, because when you were an a-hole, I made $3 million. Yeah.
I don't know if he was an a-hole, really. He just snubbed
them. They don't negotiate. Really, I think that's an a-hole statement, if you ask me.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I'm not sure why this is an online debate, but apparently there's an online debate about whether or not it's okay to name your baby after your pet.
Oh, that's sweet.
No, it's not.
Yeah, what's the debate? You should.
You should be allowed to do that.
Honestly, yeah. I'm telling you, there was a time. Now, this is just showing me that I'm the old guy, because that would be insulting. People would be insulted if they found out that your dog had the same name as them. I remember that growing up, that was a person would be insulted, like, your dog's name is that? That's my name.
But these days, we're naming it. I mean, back in the day, dogs were named like Spot and Fido and, like, you know, dog names. But now everyone has, like, their animals are named after, like, humans.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's all that crazy.
See, it's when people started doing that, I remember, like, the Pete's and the Steve's or like they, whoever they were pissed. They were like, "What? You can't name your dog my name?"
When I first I was living out here and I finally got to the point where I could have a dog, I wanted to get a dog and name I was going to get a male dog and name him Steve. Cuz I thought that'd just be so funny if I'm at a dog park, like, "What's your dog's name? Steve. What's your name? Steve."
Okay, see, now that would have been brilliant.
Yeah.
I would have supported that maneuver.
But then we had, you know, I had my first dog out here. It was Lucy, and fortunately passed. But when we got Lulu, we named her after Lucy. We thought that was funny. So you had Lucy, and then you had Lulu.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to push for Louise for our child's name. I thought that'd be funny to keep the Lou thing going.
Oh.
My wife thought I was insane.
See, your wife thinks like I do. It's like, no, we're not going to have our baby's name anywhere near a dog.
So then I pitched Steve, and she was like, no.
Steve would have been a better name.
I'm not going to name your daughter Steve.
You got to name your daughter Steve.
Right?
You
know? Stevie.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Well, we were actually going to name Sarah, we thought was a boy, so we were going to call her Stevie. And we felt like, well, you know, I mean, we don't know what the hell she is, but Stevie's a great name. But
that'd be funny.
Yeah, but then we saw she was a girl. For some reason, we're like, you know what? Sarah seems to be better. She looks like a Sarah.
Oh, some people bring up a good point. Remember the greatest historian ever?
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, named after his dog from Marty and Yelm.
Oh. I don't think I remember that. So Indiana Jones is actually named after his dog?
According to all the texters, I don't remember it either, to be honest with you. It's been forever since I've watched Indiana Jones, but we've gotten several texts about this.
George Lucas had an Alaska Malamute named Indiana.
Oh. All right.
Oh.
That's different. I thought, like, well, I don't know what I thought. Okay.
Like, the backstory of Indiana Jones was he was born named after his dog.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. I don't think that's quite the same, but thanks anyway, texters. A pregnant woman shared her story on a British website about how she and her husband have been brainstorming names for their baby. And the one that her husband keeps pushing is the same name that they gave to their cat. And, you know, people are going, you can't name your kid after your pet. Some people go, it's fine, like you guys do. Here's the problem. I mean, if it's a regular name, I suppose, but this kid's got to run around with this name. And so their cat's name is Mungo. So that's what they want to name their kid, Mungo.
Mungo.
Yeah.
Apparently has Scottish origin, meaning my pet.
Oh, that's even worse.
But he was also the patron saint of Glasgow, so.
And there was a singer named Mungo Jerry.
Okay.
Oh, Mungo Miggs.
See, I don't
need
know.
Another child.
I don't know that if Mungo is kind of like Fred or Pete or whatever, you know, in Scottish culture, that makes me feel a little better. But Mungo does not sound like any name I've ever heard.
It sounds too close to dung.
I agree.
Dungo?
Yeah.
Mungo
yeah.
Or Dungo?
They're also thinking.
Adult film star.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, we see them. We don't want that.
And then according to Urban Dictionary, it's an insult to kids.
Oh, that's it. So my pet and an insult to kids. You know, I'm thinking this father really doesn't want this child because he's pushing Mungo. He's really pushing for Mungo. Maybe he doesn't want this kid. There are other names that they're thinking, by the way. Ivo, Jaunty, and Jago.
Jaunty.
You know, Mungo's not that bad of a name when you think about
it. Yeah, no. Now, I don't know if these are Scottish names and they mean something like...
Jacko?
You know, not Jacko. Jago.
Okay. Sorry.
Jacko would be holding... Then you realize named after the King of Pop. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jago.
And Jago sounds too much like...
Right.
Off. You know what I mean?
Right.
We don't want that. I mean, you know, it's they call the kid that all day long in school. Hey, Jag blank.
Dude, honestly, if those are the only options, Mungo's the best.
You're right. You're absolutely right. How about Mungo is better than what they're thinking of? But then it's better than Elon Musk's kid. At least Ash is kind of a name. So that's probably what Elon Musk's kid is going to go by, Ash. He's not going to go by, you know, X equals through pi and all that.
I hope he goes by 12.
You're just 12?
Yeah. Hey, 12, get over here.
Hey, 12, what are you doing, buddy, huh? At least he wasn't named after a pet.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
I can't believe that I'm thinking Elon Musk's name is actually better in this situation.
Mungo is also the name of one of Heathcliff's cat friends. Heathcliff would be a good name.
That's cool.
Heathcliff, I think, was actually a name of a person way back in the day.
Probably.
Yeah. It's old school, like, you know, I don't know, like Eleanor and, you know, Gladys.
Oh, Mungo McMungo. He was part of the Cadillac Cats. And he was not the brightest member of the...
This is not
a good name.
No, Mungo doesn't work. It doesn't give anybody any reason to be very proud of themselves. Well, yeah, that's this married couple. They want to name their kid after their cat, and it's a big debate online. Some people don't have a problem with it. Of course, you know, I'm from a generation where it would be insulting to name your pet after somebody or to name somebody after your pet. Like, you separate those worlds back in my day.
Plus, how fair is it to the cat? I mean, the cat's still alive. Now, all of a sudden, you just kind of just said, you know what? You were cool and all, but we're just going to just strip you of your name.
Oh, good point.
This is what we have to think about? Like, the cat's going to care? Really? You think the cat will care?
Yeah, cats have feelings.
Okay. Mister, I'm listening. You don't care about the mental health of cats?
Yeah, I really don't. I tell you right now, I'm listening for me is I'm listening to humans. I'm not going to care about the mental health of any animal on this planet. I don't want to.
You see, monster!
I don't want to see anything bad happen to them, but I'm surely not going to take any of them into account as far as what I'm doing.
See how it is.
That's how it is, buddy. Let's go to Ryan in Covington. 206-421 Rock. Text us at 77999. Ryan, you are on the Rock.
Hey guys.
Yo.
So Mungo would be a very odd name and a very odd explanation for this kid to have to tell everybody as he grows up. Do you have an odd name and why?
Well, I don't have an odd name, but my parents told me that my name, Ryan, means actually Little King.
Oh, Little King.
Yeah.
Do you know, is it another culture? Do you know what culture means Little King?
Not really, but I'm partly Scottish, I know that, so that
The name Ryan is a boy's name of Irish origin, meaning Little King.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, how about that?
Fancy.
That's some fancy stuff right there. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Someone said they were named after Mel Brooks from Blazing Saddles.
So were they named Saddle?
Brooks.
Oh, okay.
Well, and that's interesting, actually, because there's a Mungo in Blazing Saddles, not a Mongo.
Ah.
So it's kind of close to that.
Mungo's the right name, Rev.
Oh.
Yeah, Mungo is the name of their cat. So it's the same name.
Oh, I got it backwards. It's Mungo, then. Mungo is the guy. So it's close to the Blazing Saddles character.
I have no idea what Mungo means, and I hope I'm not saying a bad word. You just never know with some of those Mel Brooks movies. You know, you don't, especially Blazing Saddles. That was, yeah.
So I said my middle name is Elliot. My mom's compromised to my dad, who wanted to name me Elmer.
Oh, man.
So Elliot was the compromise for
Elmer. Thank your mom.
Yeah. Elmer, all you ever think of is the glue.
You would have lived an entire childhood of glue jokes.
Yeah.
See, I thought of Elmer Fudd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right in the list.
That's also not a great thing either. Yeah. So glue or Fudd, you kind of get effed.
I think once you get past, like, you know, your kid years, you'll be fine. Because it's different.
And unless you're that dude that grows up in an area where your nickname is always your nickname. You know what I mean? No matter what. Like you know, like
your glue boy forever.
Yeah, in the Northeast, you know that, Steve. You see your old friends, and if you've got a bad nickname, isn't that what you do? Hey, look who it is. You know, it's Stupid Pete, you know, or whatever.
Stupid Pete.
Yeah. I mean, you just go, God, I just, you know, if you crapped your drawers one time and people found out about it.
Did that happen to you?
Didn't happen to me.
Was it a prom with your cousin?
Yeah. My cousin, yeah, when I was at prom, it happened to her. And so she became, you know, Princess Crappy Drawers. And that's what we call her now all the time.
How about someone said the doctor who delivered me said, wow, look at that Peter. The name stuck. My parents named me Peter.
Wow.
I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but that's a fun one.
Yeah, I think he's just trying to fish for, you know, some swipe rights.
One person said my name's Dustin, and I was named after Dusty Rhodes, the wrestler, which is funny because Dusty has a son named Dustin.
Oh, but still no Mungo. Okay,
no Mungo.
We really need to see some Mungos as we're looking for the odd story behind your name. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Toby in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Toby. Welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. So you, is it your name or somebody you know that's odd?
My name.
All right, what's odd about your name?
So my name is Toby, which is also a common pet's name.
Yes, it is.
I am named after my dad. He got his nickname from the movie Toby Tyler, the boy who ran away to the circus.
I don't even know that movie.
I don't know that movie at all. So was that your dad's name or the name that your dad picked for you based on that movie?
It was my dad's nickname. It's the name I only ever knew him as.
Oh, damn. And then they decided, well, you know what? I like my dad's nickname so much, I'm going to name my daughter that nickname.
Yes, indeed.
And your mom was like, okay, I guess that's going to be Toby.
She went with it. 43 years later, I love my name, but growing up as a kid, I always hated it when I met a friend who had a dog or a cat or a turtle whose name was Toby.
You're absolutely right. I was thinking that too, because that definitely was a pet's name when I was growing up, Toby. And I'm like, man, how do you name your kid a pet's name? How do you do that? I mean, come on, you got to grow up with it. But at least you're digging it now.
Yes.
What if they named you Tiger after the dog from the Brady Bunch? Would you be okay with that?
Oh, no.
Tiger? Yeah. I mean, Tiger is a little bit, you know, I think. Well,
better than Cousin Oliver.
Yeah, I agree. And Tiger definitely is a name. I don't know. I would say if you're a woman, you can get away with a goofy name more so than a guy. I feel like at least guys will be like, hey, if you're, you know, if they find you attractive, they don't care what your name is.
Is it bad that I just automatically thought you were going to say Tiger King?
Dude, I would Tiger not be surprised if there'll be a few people that are going to name their kid like Tiger King, middle name King.
Or Exotic.
Oh, God. Yeah,
middle name Exotic?
Please don't.
Oh, if I have a kid, I'm doing that.
Don't be honoring this idiot.
Would you go Joe Exotic, or would it be like, you know, Jeffrey Exotic or something random?
It would be something a little bit more random because, again, I don't want to commemorate the Joe Exotic, but gotcha. I think Exotic as a middle name would be amazing. Of course, I was also going to name my child Bishop Archimedes, so, I mean.
Well, dude, it's funny.
He doesn't have children.
When my wife pitched the name Tatum, you know, that was the first name that she said. Every other name, I was like, nah, I totally went on board with it. And the only reason why I went on board, I instantly thought of the Bad News Bears. I'm like, yes.
Oh, Tatum O'Neal.
Yeah. I got really excited about that. I was like, that's awesome. I love the Bad News Bears. Lupus would probably be a weird one.
Lupus is, yeah. Plus, also, it's like a disease nobody wants to be reminded of.
And he wasn't their best player.
No, he wasn't.
Tatum.
Tatum was the
incredible pitcher.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was. They had to get her on the team, and she wasn't always on board with that.
Damn straight.
So, how did your wife find Tatum if it wasn't a Bad News Bears thing? Because I don't even know that name to even think of it.
She just came up one day and she's like, hey, what do you think about Tatum? I'm like, love it. Let's go with it. And then she brought up a couple other names. I'm like, those are terrible. Let's just stick with the one you already got. Like, I was first.
Wow.
It was the first one that she brought up, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of outside of Tatum O'Neal. Don't know a lot of Tatum, so that's going to be unique.
Right, of course. And then some people are like, well, isn't that a dude's name? I'm like, no, Channing Tatum. That's his last name, because they bring up Channing Tatum, like as if it's like, that's not his name.
No, it's not.
It's his last name.
Yeah. And I mean, I've heard of Tatum of, you know, there was an old baseball player named Ken Tatum. That's the only time I've ever heard the name Tatum.
Yeah, the only Tatum I know is Tatum O'Neal. I'm sure there's other ones out there, but yeah. I was like, that's cool. Plus, it's also, you know, I'm a Swiftie, so I could call her Tay Tay.
Oh, yeah, you can, can't you?
And as a nickname, Tater Tot. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Which is what I thought
pretty
immediately.
Pretty much what she's been called since day one.
Tater Tot.
A little Tater Tot.
She's going to dig that forever in her
Who
life.
Doesn't love Tater Tots?
I agree. Who doesn't love it? Probably the kid that's nicknamed Tater Tots, but you'll figure that out later. That'll come later in the game.
We'll cross that bridge when it happens.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.